弟兄姐妹们平安，
It's to all of you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天能够再次来到南湾教会，和大家一起敬拜神。
I'm so pleased I can come back to Michiana to worship God together with all of you today.
我们中国的新年快要到来，阳历的新年刚刚过去。
We just have the celebration for the Western New Year. Now, as you know, the Chinese Lunar New Year will coming very soon.
新年来的时候，我们都会相互的祝福。
When the new year comes, usually we'll greet and bless each other.
那我们中国人传统的最常说的是“恭喜发财
A lot of time in the new year, we always say congratulations with good fortune with you for the new year.
但是我们在神里面的人知道，我们一切的福分都是从神而来。
But being a believer in God, we know that all the fortunes and all the blessings are all coming from God.
并且从神来的福分是最好的福分。
And we know that the best blessing are the ones that are from God.
那我们知道，我们从神来的最大的福分是我们能够认识耶稣基督，得到从神来的这个新的生命。
We know that the best blessing we have is that we'll be able to know Jesus and get right again.
那今天诗篇第一篇，我们要从另外一个角度来看，怎么样是一个在神里面有福的人，怎样做一个有福的人。
And the Psalm chapter 1 giving us a different perspective of looking blessing and how can we become a blessed person.
诗篇第一篇要告诉我们，一个有福的人是那远离恶、喜爱神的话语、生活在神的话语里面的人。
In Psalm chapter 1 tells us the blessed person are the one that stay far away from the wickedness and then the one that is close to God's words.
在我们看仔细的看经文之前，我们一起来祷告。
Before we start to examine this passage, let's bow our heads and pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你赐给我们耶稣基督里面的救恩。
Oh, Father, we give you thanks. You give us the salvation and from God.
让我们得到从你来的新的生命。
That we can receive a new life from you.
天父，我们感谢你，你赐给我们你的话语。
Though we give you thanks, you give us words.
你的话语是我们属灵的粮食，是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your words are our spiritual food, and it's all the lamps to our ways and light to our feet.
主，今天我们求你自己圣灵，把一颗渴慕你话语的心放在我们每个人里面。
Lord, give our hearts that we can pen for your words.
让我们渴慕你的话语，让我们亲近你的话语，生活在你的话语里面。
That we can desire your words, and we can love your words, and we can live in your words.
我们求圣灵来做工，把这样的一颗心放在我们里面。
That we ask Holy Spirit to work with us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那诗篇第一篇的头两节经文。
The first two passage in Psalm chapter 1.
从负面和正面的角度来描述一个有福的人。
It describes a blessed person from a negative perspective and a positive perspective.
从原文里面，其实从英文里面，大家也看到，这个诗篇的第一个字是有福的。
From the original language in English, it says the person who is blessed.
他说有福的人是怎样的人呢？有福的人是那不存恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想的人。
The person who's been blessed is the one that does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of the sinners, or sit in the seats of the mockers, but he delights in the laws of the Lord.
那第一节从负面的角度来讲，什么样是有福的人？有福人是那远离恶，不与恶人认同的人。
So the first passage you talk about the negative side of those is the blessed person will stay far away from the wicked person.
译诫里面我们看到三个词：恶人、罪人、亵慢人。
In the first passage that describes three kind of person are the wicked persons, and the sinners, and the mockers.
他们是作恶的人、犯罪的人，亵慢是说轻慢神，讥讽人的这样的人。
So they talk about a person doing wicked things, doing things evil, and the person who ridicule and not respect God.
从神的角度来讲，他们是远离神、轻慢神、不遵循神的命令的人。
In the viewpoint from God, those are the person who doesn't believe in God. They are far away from God's idea. They don't believe in God at all.
然后我们看到三个动词：不从、不战、不做。
And we read three verbs in over here is does not walk in the council, walk, stand, and sit.
不从就是不行走，不按照恶人的计谋行走。
That in this verse passage, don't walk in the council, meaning it doesn't follow the counseling of the wicked person.
站在一个道路上描述的是一个生活方式。不站罪人的道路是不按照罪人的这个生活方式来生活。
Do not stand in the way of the sinner, meaning they don't live the lifestyle, in the same lifestyle of as the sinner.
不做亵慢人的作为，并不是说一个亵慢人做过的作为我不去做。
When we said the verse passage said, "Do not sit in the seat of the mockers person," doesn't mean that you don't want to sit the seat of the mocker person that. They sit before.
不做亵慢人作为，意思是说不和亵慢人同席而坐，不加入他们中间，成为他们的一员。
It really true meaning is you don't want to be a company of the mockers.
那不行走、不站、不坐，三个动词描述了就生活的三个就各个方面，从站行走、站和坐。描述了生活的各个方面。
See from this, like walking, and then stand and see, they describe really what we're doing in our life, all the actions.
所以这里讲的是说，我们在生活的各个方面都远离恶，不与恶人认同。
So that it really describing everything we do, we don't do in accordance to what the wicked person would do.
我们知道与恶相近的这个结果就是会恶会影响我们。
You know, we all know that when you're staying close to the lifestyle of the wicked person, then we'll be influenced by the behavior of the wicked person.
我们中国传统说近朱者赤，近墨者黑，就是这个意思。
There's a Chinese saying that whoever's is close to the Romanian will stay will get stained with red, and whoever close to the ink will get stained with black.
但这里要指出一点，远离恶，并不是它指的是我们不采纳恶人的这样的一个生活态度和生活方式。
One thing I want to clarify that to be far away from the wicked person, it really means you don't want to adopt their lifestyles.
这里并不是说我们不和罪人接触。
It doesn't mean you don't want to be.Close to them or near them or be friend with them.
因为主耶稣说我们要接触罪人，主耶稣他自己接触罪人，把福音传给他们。
Because Lord Jesus tell us we need to be close to the sinners and tell them the good news of the gospel.
这里强调的是说我们不采纳恶者的态度和生活方式。
The essence of what it's talking about is that we don't want to adopt the lifestyles of the wicked persons.
那下面第二节从正面的角度来描述一个有福的人。
And the second passage really emphasized the positive aspect of a blessed person.
他说：“唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。”
So in over here it says, whoever delights in the law of the Lord, that will be the blessed person.
从正面的角度讲，一个有福的人就是喜爱神的话语，生活在神的话语里的人。
On the positive side, whoever is a blessed, the blessed person will delight in the words of God.
这里一个字律法，律法从狭义的角度来讲，指的是摩西颁布的律法或者摩西五经。
Over here, the law in negative sense is the law that was proclaimed by the Moses.
但是律法这个字，在原文里面，它本来最基本的意思是指教导，是指神的启示。
Yeah, the basic cause of this is really the instruction from God.
在这里，这里强调的是这个广义的，就是神的话语、神的启示。
Over here, it really talks about more of a broader sense of God's instruction and God's revelation.
当然也包括这个狭义的律法。
But it also includes the laws in the that was defined in much narrow sense.
这里强调说我们要喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想。
Over here it says we need to delight the law of the Lord and then meditate the Lord day and night.
那为什么神的话这么重要呢
？But why is God's word so important?
因为它是神的话。
Because it is God's words.
神是我们的创造者。
God is our creator.
他知道我们是怎样的一个人，他告诉我们我们应该怎样的生活。
He knows what kind of being we are and how we should live out our life.
可以说，圣经是我们人的这样一个说明书。我们知道所有的东西都有说明书，那圣经是我们人的说明书。
So we know that everything all have a so-called operating manual. So.The Bible is really our operating manual.
它是我们生活的指引。
It's really the instruction for our life.
圣经里面有生命。
There's life in the Bible.
有一个生物学的教授曾经他经常讲这样一句话。
There was a professor in biology who always says the following.
他拿着一个种子，他说这个种子它里面的成分和结构，我很清楚的知道。
He was showing the student about the seed that he understands every ingredient, every element of that seed.
他说里面有氮、有氢、有氧、有碳。
So it has nitrogen, have hydrogen, have carbon element in it.
他说我可以按照它这个成分和结构，造一个同样的种子。
So I will be able to recreate that seed using the same element.
但是如果我把这个种子放到土里的话
，If I place that seed that I created in the soil，
什么也不会发生。最后，我这个种子被土壤吸收。
But nothing gonna happen. Eventually, the seed gonna be part of the soil.
但是如果我拿神创造的这个种子放在土里
，But if I take the seed that was created by God，
它就会生长，长出一个植物来，有生命出来。
And put in the soil, eventually grow and become a plant.
因为在这个神所造的种子里面有一个神秘的原则，就是生命的原则。
Because the seed that God created has a very important ingredient, that's life.
那圣经也是一样，在圣经里面有同样的神秘的原则，就是生命的原则。
The same thing is for the Bible. In the Bible, there's an ingredient, there's a life in there.
有人说，有很多的书。这些书它给我们信息。
A lot of people they're saying book will give us lots of information.
但是圣经是一本不同的书，它给我们生命的改变。
But Bible is different. Bible give us the information for transformations.
对，其他的书给我们 information， 圣经给我们 transformation.
Okay.
那神的话语这么的重要，所以在这里他讲，他说我们要每天来思想神的话语，我们要喜爱神的话语。
So it says over here, so God's words are so important, so we need to meditate on God's words day and night.
那喜爱神的话语，首先这是神的恩典，神他自己吸引我们喜爱他的话语。
It's really God's blessing that we'll be able to delight in His law.
我们可以向神来祷告，求神给我们这样一颗心，来喜爱他的话语。
We can pray to the Lord that we can delight in His words.
那另外，喜爱神的话语，我们也是认识到，这是爱我们的神，他给我们讲，他是怎样的一位神，他告诉我们，我们的生命是怎样一回事情，告诉我们应该怎样的生活。
They also got delight us to know Him, how to live our life, and also know ourselves better.
因为圣经是爱我们的神跟我们讲话。
Because the Bible is is what God told us. He loves us so much.
所以我们渴慕来聆听他的话。
So we delighted to listen to what God wants to say to us.
那喜爱神的话语，昼夜思想。这个昼夜思想，首先包括我们每天要亲近神的话语，然后来每天来读经，也包括把神的话语记住来思想。
So delighting God's word, including you will be meditating on God's word day and night, also include that you want to remember and memorize God's words.
那我想其中一个不可缺少的就是我们每天来读神的话语。One
of the necessary element is we have to read God's words on a daily basis.
我不知道大家每天的生活习惯，读经的习惯怎么样。I
don't know brother and sister, your kind of lifestyle or your ways of reading God's Bible.
一个很重要的操练是我们每天来读神的话语。One
of the things we have to do is what we want to do is every day read God's Bible.
并且不仅仅是随意的读，而是说按照一个计划。这样的话，我们可以在一段时间之后，可以把整本圣经有系统的读完。And
best way is not read God's word randomly, but you should have a plan to be able to read the entire Bible.
那我自己也包括我们的教会，我在我们的教会也推动一个读经计划。So
myself, my church and myself, we are promoting a way to read the Bible completely.
那用什么样的读经计划不是最重要，重要的是说你在一段时间以后可以把整本圣经从头到尾的读完。The
plan is really not important. It's really you have an effort to read the Bible completely.
那我所用的计划是一个叫 Robert Machine 的读经计划，它的一个好处是，它每天读四章的圣经，两章旧约，两章新约，这四章圣经都是独立的。So
the plan that I use is called Robert Machine.
Machine, yes.
Machine that was using every day I was able to read two chapters from the Old Testament and then two chapters from the New Testament.
如果一个人他没有足够的时间。 他可以选择只读一章、两章、三章，不一定都要读四章，因为四章都是相对独立的。So
if you're busy, you don't have to read all the four chapters, because all those four chapters are independent. You can pick maybe two or three of them to read.
如果我按照四列来读的话，那我一年之后我就能够把旧约读一遍，把新约和诗篇读两遍。So
if I follow in the plan, I'll be able to read the Bible completely and I'll be able to read the New Testament and the Psalm twice.
但是如果你每天只能读两章的话，你两年就能把这个读完。So
if you read two chapters, then you can finish reading the Bible completely in 2 years.
我想这个非常的重要。如果我们做基督徒做了10年、20年，最后圣经只读过一遍、两遍的话，那是很可惜的事情。So
it would be a pity that being a Christian for that you have not read the Bible completely.
如果做了10年、20年基督徒，如果圣经一遍都没有读完的话，那实在是说不过去。So
if you've been a believer for maybe 10 or 20 years, really it's a pity that you have not read the Bible completely.
所以求神来帮助我们，让我们能够每天来亲近他的话语。So
we pray to God that will be we can read His words and close His words on a daily basis.
这里讲喜爱神的话语，昼夜思想，还不仅仅是读他每天读经。Over
here it says meditate His words day and night. Not doesn't only focus on reading the Bible.
而是说把一些神的话语，他如果感动你的心，你把它记下来。It's
also one of us to able to memorize His words and then put those words in our hearts.
然后来思想这个话语，在祷告中。 来思想这个话语。Meditate
the words, and when you pray, you can meditate on those words.
让这个神的话语在我们生命里面来做工，让我们的生命被神的话语来改变。So
the words can be part of our life, and our life can be transformed accordingly.
神的话语成为我们生命的一部分。So
God's word become part of our life.
我想我们很多的弟兄姐妹都渴慕这样子。
So all our brothers, most of our brothers all desire to have this way of life.
但是我们有我们的挑战，有困难。But
you know, we all have our challenges and all our trials.
一个很重要的挑战就是我们太忙了。
the most challenge we have encountered is we're all so busy.
我们的工作很忙, 我们家里有, 孩子,
we're busy at work and we have to take care of our children.
那我承认这确实是个很大的挑战。
And I believe this is really the challenge we all have.
但是这并不是一个不可跨越的鸿沟。
But this is not a barrier to get close, to stay close to God.
我举两个例子。
Let me give you two examples.
宗教改革时候的一个最主要的神学家和牧师马丁路德。
In the church reform, one of the famous person, Martin Luther,
他曾经这么说，他说我每天太忙了。
He said, you know, I'm very busy every day.
以至于我每天不能不祷告。
I'm too busy to a point that I have to pray.
并且他每天祷告3个小时。
So he had to pray like 3 days, 3 hours in a day.
他说如果我不每天祷告3个小时，我没有办法来承受这些挑战。
So if I don't pray for 3 hours in a day, I won't be able to take up all these challenges in my life.
那我们也是这样，我们生活有很多的挑战。马丁路德讲的是他是祷告，神的话语也是同样。 祷告和读神的话语一样，我们需要神的话语的力量来面对每天的挑战。
Same thing as well. We need to read God's words and Bible to be able to face a challenge in our daily life.
因为神的话语它是生命，是力量。
Because God's words is life, and they have the strength for our life.
然后另外还有一个小孩子的例子。
And also, there's another example relating to a child.
在一个比较贫困的地方，有个小学。
There was a elementary school in a poor neighborhood.
那个老师，他早上想关心一下学生，看哪些学生家里实在太困难了，可能没有饭吃。
The teacher is very have a heart for the children who have poor. Maybe they don't have breakfast in the morning.
他就问那些学生说：“你们有谁今天早上没有吃早饭？”
And he or she asked a student that to see if anyone have not had breakfast yet in the morning.
然后有一个学生举手。
And was one student raised his hand or her hand.
但是这个老师知道这个学生的家里的情况其实还不错。
But the teacher knows that the family is actually is not poor at all.
所以他就问他说：“你为什么没有吃早饭呀？”
And we're asking why you did not have breakfast.
他说在我们家里有一个习惯。So
and the student says we have a custom in our family.
我们早上起来的时候，首先吃那个属灵的粮食。So
first thing we have to do in the morning, we'll have our spiritual food.
然后吃早饭。And
then after that will be the regular food.
今天早上我起来太晚了。So
I didn't get up out of bed early enough.
所以我吃完属灵的食物以后，我就来不及了，就匆匆忙忙离开家，到学校来了。
So after I had my spiritual food, I didn't have time for my the regular food, my breakfast.
我们知道我们的食物很重要，如果不吃饭的话，我们就会饿，就会没有力气。We
know that we don't have food, then we don't have strength, and we'll feel hungry.
但其实属灵的食物也是一样，如果我们不吃。 属灵的食物的话，我们就会没有力量。Same
thing is for the spiritual food that we'll take. We don't have spiritual food, then we don't have strength.
主耶稣也这样说，他说：“人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”And
God says, "Man lives not based on the regular food, but from the words of God."
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们看到我们属灵的食物和我们。 平时吃的食物是一样的重要，至少一样的重要。
Brother and sister, we need to know that the spiritual food and the regular food, they're all important to us.
如果不是更重要的话,
if not important, the same important, but at least they're important to our life.
当然，读神的话语，昼夜思想，我们并不是停在这里。
We don't want to just stop just meditating God's words.
我们思想神的话语，更重要的是要把神的话语活出来。The
step further is to live out God's words.
在约书亚书一章八节这么说。
In book of Joshua, chapter 1:8 it says,
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Keep this book of the law always on your lips, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.
昼夜思想是要让神的话语来改变我们的生命，让我们能够按着神的话语来生活。
Meditating on God is a way that we can have our life transformed.
除非圣经的话语进到我们的生命里面，我们成为我们生命的一部分，否则它对我们没有太大的帮助。
Unless the God's words really reside in our heart, otherwise it would not have any effect on us.
就像我们的食物一样，除非我们吃到肚子里被消化、被吸收，否则这个食物对我们没有帮助。
It's just like a regular food. If you don't digest in your stomach, then it will not have anything. It will not have any effect to you.
那接下来第三节，作者用一幅图画来描述这有福人是怎么样的。
And on the verse 3, the author using a picture describe what a blessed person is like.
他说他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
It says, this blessed person is like a tree that planted by the streams of water, which yield its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither.
这里我们看到一幅图画，就是一棵树。
So you can see a picture vividly that it was a tree.
并且不是一棵一般的树，而是栽在溪水旁的一棵树。
And this is not an ordinary tree, it's a tree that was right by the streams of water.
这里溪水它的意思是水流，可以指是自然的这个溪水，也可以指是人工造的这个灌溉的水渠里面的水。
This stream of water could be a water that is just a naturally a water that's natural, or could be a river that was created by man.
这里我介绍一下在以色列这个地方的气候。
I want to describe to you the weather in Israel.
在以色列它是下雨是在冬天。
In Israel, they rain in winter.
在夏天的时候是不下雨的。
In summertime, they don't hardly have any rain.
如果你去查 weather.com, 然后看耶路撒冷它每个月的平均气温和降雨量的话，你可以看到六月份、七月份、八月份、九月份四个月它的降雨量是零。
So if you go to weather.com, you find out the raindrops accumulation in June to September is almost 0 inches of water.
这个气候跟加州有点相似，只是说以色列的气候比加州更热，夏天的降雨量更少。
This is the weather very similar to California, but it's in summertime, it's worse. It doesn't have any raindrops at all.
在这样的气候里面，这个我们可以看到这个水对这个树的成长的重要性。
So you can kind of in that kind of environment, the water is very important to plant.
如果没有这个水的来源的话，这棵树在干旱的时候就会枯萎。
So if you don't have water, then the tree is going to wither during drought.
但是这个栽在溪水旁的，这个在水流旁边的这棵树，它要按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
But this tree that next to the stream of water that will bear its fruit in season and the leaf will not wither.
这个按时候结果子，叶子不枯干，是一个用一幅图画来描述神的赐福。
So this pictures of the bearing fruit and not withering the leaf, it's a blessing that given by God.
这个赐福，我想包括我们生活中的日常生活中的这个福分。
It talks about the blessing in our daily life.
同时也包括我们属灵生命上的这个果子。
It also talk about the fruits in our spiritual life.
那这是一个有福人的人的这样一幅图画，它是在这溪水旁的这样一棵树。
So this picture of the tree by the stream of water is a blessed person.
在干旱的环境里面，水是生命的必须。
So in a drought season, the water is a necessity in life, for life.
所以今天这个邪恶的世界里面，我们生活在这样一个世界的这个环境里面，神的话语也是我们生命的必须。
In this depraved world that we're living in, God's word is a necessity of our life.
我们需要从神的话语这个生命的水里面来滋养我们。
We need to receive nutrition from God's words.
也能够让我们抵御这些恶的这样的攻击。
So even now in our life, we can defeat the influence from the wickedness.
那前面三节，作者描写了一个有福的人。
So the three passage in Psalm 1 describe what a wicked person is like.
下面第四到第五节描述了恶人是怎么样的。
I'm sorry. The first three passage describe what a blessed person going to be, and 4 and 5 describe what a wicked person going to be.
第四节同样作者用了一个比喻。
And also it's an analogy in passage 4.
他说恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。
It says, not so the wicked, they are like chaff.
那个糠秕是这个在中东地区那个时候，他们把比如说把麦子收起来以后。
So it's like in the Middle West when they collect the wheat.
他们把麦子放在打谷场里面，然后用东西把那个麦子的壳碾碎，或者是用有东西打把它这个这个壳打碎。
So when they collect the wheat in the threshing plant, they will break this husk out of the wheat.
然后在有风的地方，他们把这些打碎的这些麦子扬起来。
And then in a place they have wind, they will raise this wheat, throw the wheat in the air.
这样比较重的麦粒就掉下来。
And the heavy portion of the wheat will fall to the collecting vessel.
那比较轻的那个壳和草就被风吹走。
And the husk will be, the husk will be blown away.
作者在这里讲，他说恶人就像那个像糠秕一样，就像那个麦子的壳和那个草一样，被风吹走。
And over here, the author says the wicked person will be like chaff that be blown away by wind.
所以这里我们看到一个对比，一方面是水旁的树，它是蒙福的，是长存的，结果子的。
So we see the contrast over here. A blessed person is like a tree that will bear fruits.
另一方面是描述的是恶人，他们像糠秕，他是那轻的。是没有价值的，是被随风吹走、短暂即逝的。
And on the contrary, the wicked person will be like chaff. They will be blown away by the wind, and they are very temporary in their life.
那今天我们在世界上所追求的一切，这一切，其实也是短暂即逝的。
So if you think about things we pursue in our life, a lot of those things are very temporal.
我们花很多的时间去追求。
We spend a lot of energy to pursue those things in this secular world.
但是我们今这地上的这一生其实短暂即逝，最后这一切都像被风吹走一样。
As you probably know, all our life over here in the secular world, they are all temporal, and eventually they all be blown away, just like the chaff, they're blown away by wind.
只有那从神来的这生命，它是永存的。
Only the life from God that will last forever.
下面第五节他讲到对恶人的这样的审判，他说：“当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住。”
And in verse 5 says the wicked person will not stand in the judgment.
这里他没有明确的定义这个审判指的是什么。
But over here, didn't quite clearly define what this judgment is all about.
我想它包括现在的和将来的这个审判，两个审判都包括。
So what I'm thinking about, this probably including the judgment for the time being, probably also judgment in the future.
恶人在今天这个世上，他要受到审判。
So the wicked person that will have a judgment in this world at present.
虽然有时候审判不一定马上来临，但是他会到来。
But a lot of time you don't see the judgment coming, but eventually it will come.
但最重要的是，我们都知道有个最后的审判。
But the most important thing, we know that that's a final judgment.
他说, 恶人必站立不住。
The wicked person would not stand in the judgment.
同样, 罪人在义人的会中也是如此, 罪人在义人会中也是站立不住。
And also, nor are the sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
那4到5节描述了这个恶人。
So in verses 4 and 5, it described the wicked persons.
那我们还有最后的一节经文第6节，再一次来比较这两种人两条道路。
And in the verse 6, it concludes the two different paths of this blessed person and wicked person.
他说，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
It says, for the Lord watch over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
这里这个知道这个字不仅仅是说知识上的知道。
Over here it says, when it says knowing this, it doesn't mean knowing that intellectually only.
因为神是知道一切，所以他不仅仅 从知识上，他当然是知道义人的道路，也知道恶人的道路。You
know, we God is Almighty and All-knowing. He knows the pathway of the wicked person, the blessed person.
这里知道这个字的包含的意思是说特别亲密的这样一个关系。It
actually describes a very intimate relationship with both these two kinds of persons.
这里讲到神 看顾保守义人的道路，这里的知道包括看顾保守。
Over here it says very emphasized. It says watch over the ways of righteous. He will care for the pathway of righteous person.
弟兄姐妹，这是对我们的一个很大很大的这样一个确据和安慰，就神知道我们的道路。
So this is really give us a very comforting assurance that God knows our way.
但是恶人的道路却必灭亡。
But the way of the wicked person will perish.
这里的意思是说恶人的道路它通向灭亡。
This over here says the pathway of the wicked person lead to perishment.
当恶者忙碌在他们的生活中的时候，他们不一定看到他们的结局。
So when a wicked person they are busy in the thing they're doing, they didn't usually see what's the outcome of it.
但是从神的眼光看，他们的结局很清楚。
But in the viewpoint of God, the outcome is very well defined.
恶人没有将来。
So the wicked person would not have a future.
今天诗篇第一篇描述了两种人，两条道路。
So in Psalm chapter 1, it describes two kinds of person and two different paths.
那弟兄姐妹，我们是走在哪一条道路上？
So brother and sister, what pathway are we walking in right now?
诗篇第一篇告诉我们怎样是一个有福的人。
So chapter 1 in Psalm tell us what is a blessed person.
一个有福人是一个敬虔的人。
So a blessed person is a devout person.
他远离恶，喜爱神的话语，生活在神的话语里。
Stay away from the lifestyle of a wicked person. He delights God's words and live in God's words.
这个有福人，他像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
So a blessed person is like a tree that planted next to the in a stream of water.
按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
And bearing its fruit in season, and the leaf would not wither.
但是那恶人，那远离神的人，却像糠秕被风吹散。But
the wicked person that are away from God will be like chaff that will be blown away by wind.
那我们是那栽在溪水旁的这棵树，还是糠秕？So
think about yourself. Are we the tree that planted next to the streams of water, or are we the chaff that will be blown by wind?
这是我们一个非常重要的决定。So
this will be a very important decision for us.
好，我们一起来祷告。Let's
bow our heads and pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你赐给我们你的恩典。
Lord, we give you thanks that you have blessed us.
你赐给我们耶稣基督里面的生命。
You give us the life through Jesus Christ.
你赐给我们你的话语，做我们属灵的粮食，做我们每天的指引。
You give us the words that we as a spiritual food.
主求你赐给我们一颗渴慕你话语的心。
Lord, give us a heart that that will desire for your words.
让我们每天来亲近你。
That will be like be close to you every day.
来读你的话语，思想你的话语。
Read your words, and then meditate on your words.
让我们的生命像那水边的树，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
So our life will be like a tree that planted next to the stream of water will bear fruit in season, and the leaf will not wither.
让我们生活在你的荣光和慈爱里。
That we can live in your glory and in your love.
这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.